It is Thursday, the 16th day of July, first day of the Ann Arbor Art Fair, and we are going to be heading out there. We also have our sister station, Ann Arbor's 107.1. That's rocking it down there. They'll be near the fountain over in the original Ann Arbor Art Fair, right?
Across the street from Hill Auditorium, yes.
All right, excellent. So everyone look for our colleagues from down the hall here at 1290 WLBY. They'll be out there. It's going to be a great time, of course, but we do have this smoke to contend with. We're going to talk about that this morning and also tell you about some great summer experiences in Pure Michigan. Kelly Wolgamut joining us, Vice President of Pure Michigan. We've got this smoke problem right now. We've got Greenville Village that has shut down for the day. Henry Ford is staying open. That's indoors. So that might be our cue to do more indoor things, at least for the next couple of days, right?
Absolutely. And we do know that this is temporary, right? That the smoke is going to dissipate out of our area. So, but yes, first priority is maintaining our health and ensuring that we're taking care of ourselves and find those opportunities that are indoors, which there are a lot of opportunities indoors, from water parks to museums that you can still explore. And it's also right now in this time as well to start forming your bucket list of upcoming travel. We still have a lot of summer left in July and August. And Michigan.org has a lot of great inspiration on there to inspire you to develop what's going to be your summer bucket list, because we do have a lot of summer left to plan.
We do. I know we're midterm right now in the mid-July area, but we do have a lot of summer to enjoy. I know some people are already getting ready for school, but let's slow down a little bit and let's still do,
yes,
do summer the Pure Michigan way. I want to talk about that bucket list, because when people go to Michigan.org, they can click on your trip ideas and see some of the really cool things that maybe they hadn't even thought of doing before. Number two on the list, explore shipwrecks of the Great Lakes. I mean, how many states can say that, right?
Not many. And, you know, in the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula, you can experience the great opportunities. And we have a complete list of 12 places you can go shipwreck diving in Michigan. But in Alpena, we have the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary, which offers tours. And you can actually kayak and paddleboard. The water is so crystal clear that you can see the shipwrecks down below. Or take a glass-bottom shipwreck tour in Munising to learn about the history and, you know, the nautical history we have here in the state.
That has been on my bucket list for a number of years now. What is that like? Because to be able to be on a glass bottom boat looking down at this, I mean, can you really see the outline of these sunken ships? Really?
You can. You can really see it. It's such a great experience. And they also, as you're going through, the captain actually navigates to you to tell you what the ship name was, what their cargo, who the crew were. So it does provide you with some really great historical viewpoints. And fun, educational, right? We want to provide these experiences to our family. And it's a fun way to learn about the history in our state.
How about wine country? That's another thing. We think about California having all these great wineries, but Michigan rivals that in some ways, I think.
Oh my goodness, incredible. And Michigan is really elevating the status of the wine that's being featured in the state. And we're considered a cool climate. So they are able in throughout the state, able to develop vintages that are truly incredible and on par with what you'd see out in California or even in Europe. So the wine that's being developed here in Michigan now is truly incredible. And what a great experience to go to a winery. And they also have food, so you can enjoy some incredible foods at this experience. And, you know, they also have gardens for you to walk through, learn about the vineyard. There's so much to see and do and experience at a winery.
I did not realize this. It says that in Traverse City at Chateau Chantal that they leave the tasting room door open and it's on the honor system after hours. So the entire evening is yours. I could revel
it
in that.
Yes, I know. Isn't that incredible? And, you know, many of these wineries too are offering a hotel opportunity, right? So you can stay right on their premise. And wow, what an incredible, every time I go up been to the Grand Traverse area and to the wineries, that view of Grand Traverse Bay from the wineries is truly magical, and not anything that you're going to see anywhere else.
Charlevoix, I want to talk a little bit about Charlevoix, and I understand they've got a big festival. Is it this weekend as well, the Venetian Festival?
Yeah, they do. Yeah? The Venetian Festival, which is really just a fun, you know, just Americana, right? When you talk about the festivals that we have in the state, they have an incredible Venetian boat festival in the waterway. They have fireworks and just a really great experience. If I highly recommend going up north and experiencing that, because that truly is capturing those community events that you're only going to see here in Michigan. But, you know, Charlevoix has so much summer charm as it is, with the mushroom houses. They have a new hotel up there that is replicating the mushroom houses and the vision that Earl Young had when he moved up and created those cottages that really look like something from The Hobbit, which are truly incredible and such a beautiful area to visit no matter the season it takes you. It's really incredible.
Yeah, they look like you're staying in a fairy tale cottage. They're beautiful.
They do.
Very Middle Earthian.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something. I didn't hear about that hotel, though, that is trying to replicate that. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's that just opened a year ago, and just an incredible property, really right there on the water, really incredible experience. And, you know, we talk about dining experiences through the state, and the state has really elevated its culinary opportunities, and Charlevoix also hits that mark as well. And, you know, really capturing the agricultural significance we have throughout the state with being the second most diverse agricultural state. Towns like Charlevoix are embracing that and really bringing that food to the table to have just an incredible experience.
You know, as you go through this list, and I'm looking at the entire bucket list at Michigan.org for the summer months, it's incredible the diversity of what we have to offer here, Kelly. I mean, most states, they have something. They've got something that identifies them. We have a lot of somethings.
We have so many hidden gems, honestly, throughout the state that I think even, you know, us as Michiganders really don't realize. You know, we get into that practice of continuing to go to the same location all the time every summer, that you've created those incredible memories. But there's so much to see and do and experience throughout the state that I love this bucket list, because it does provide you with that perspective of different things that you can experience throughout the state.
Here's our final one for today. We're talking with Kelly Wolgamott, VP of Pure Michigan. Sleep in a Michigan lighthouse. Now, it's one thing to go view the lighthouses, but to actually sleep in it? Wow.
I know. Isn't that incredible? So one of my goals at the Old Mission Lighthouse, you can actually be a lightkeeper.
Ooh.
So you can sign up to be a lightkeeper. They have Wi-Fi, so you can still be connected to the world and still continue to work remotely, right? But wow, what a great experience to, again, talking about that nautical history we have throughout the state. And Michigan is one of the states that has the most lighthouses as well that dot our coastline, over 3,000 miles of freshwater coastline. But wow, you're right. Looking at an opportunity to spend the night in a lighthouse. Wow.
So unique. And you can check it out online. Your trip begins where?
Michigan.org.
And you can plan your trip today around the great state of Michigan. And so much more on that list. When you get in there, click on Trip Ideas, and you can see the summer bucket list here in the state of Michigan. Kelly, thank you so much. Enjoy your week ahead. We'll talk with you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Kelly Wolgamott, Vice President of Pure Michigan, on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.